Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. And on Wednesday, September 24th, 2025, at approximately 2:40 p.m., Bad Axe police responded to a vehicle personal injury crash in the Walmart parking lot involving a motor vehicle and electric scooter. Sergeant Flores investigated the crash and found that a 2024 Ford Maverick driven by a 72-year-old Bad Axe man was northbound in a parking lot. As the vehicle approached the west entrance to McDonald's, a 23-year-old Bad Axe man riding an electric scooter east through the parking lot entered the path of the Ford Maverick. The driver of the scooter failed to yield the right-of-way and was struck by the Ford Maverick and was thrown from the scooter. He sustained minor injuries from impacting the ground and was transported to McLaren Thumb Region ER by Central Huron Ambulance. The Ford Maverick and a scooter had minimal damage. Witnesses on the scene stated that the subject on the scooter was traveling at high speeds and did not yield before entering the path of the Ford Maverick. The Bad Axe Police Department was assisted at the scene by Central Huron Ambulance and the Bad Axe Fire Department. And the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners met this morning at 8 a.m. at the Purdy Building on West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners were expected to approve the request from the county's Emergency Management Director, Steve Anderson, to update the road patrol's portable radios. To keep up with technology, equipment must be updated from time to time to get the latest capabilities, explained Anderson, noting the current radios are at the end of their life use. Anderson will be asking for permission to buy 28 new portable radios at a cost of approximately $156,274 to be used by road patrol deputies. The new radios can be programmed to include being on the state's system, so there is a one-time mic fee of $250 per radio, so the actual total cost will be $163,274. The old radios will be reprogrammed and given to the jail to use. Commissioners were also expected to do a review of health insurance options and to go on record as opposing cutting revenue sharing to counties. And we come back after this Valley Collision sponsor message and AVS Tech Team message. We'll get to more of your local news.
One day at Valley Collision of Ubley.
Okay, we'll see you when you get here. Thanks, bye.
Was that a customer, Justin?
Yes, Chris. Someone hit a deer again. They're on their way in.
Well, they called the right place. Did you tell them that at Valley Collision, we have a 3-year written guarantee on all our work?
Of course I did.
Great. And did you mention that we use Spies Hecker paint? The best automotive paint that's available, and 130 years combined experience, certified technicians that specialize in aluminum and steel automobiles?
Yes, Chris, I mentioned that.
Good. And did you tell them that we have rental cars, shuttle service, and free pickup and drop-off services?
Yes, Chris.
Well, did you say that?
Say that we're the biggest shop in the Thumb? Yes, I mentioned it.
Hey, how'd you know that I was going to ask that?
All right, guys, we get it. If you get into an accident, take your vehicle to Valley Collision in Ubley, the biggest and best shop for all your collision repair needs. Located on Main Street in Ubley, call 989-658-2410. That's 989-658-2410. Valley Collision, where quality meets convenience.
If you were told the lock on your door will break on a certain date, you'd replace it ahead of time, right? Well, something similar will happen soon to your computer if it's still using the Windows 10 operating system. On October 14th, Windows 10 computers will no longer receive security patches. Microsoft has set that date for Windows 10 to become obsolete, which will open the door to hackers, malware, viruses, and spyware. So now you're asking what you can do to stay protected. The answer is to upgrade your existing computer to Windows 11, if it's capable. Not sure if you can upgrade? Visit the AVS Tech Team. We'll provide you with options free of charge. If you need a new computer to stay secure, the Tech Team has a selection of capable and affordable desktops and laptops. Stop by our offices in Pigeon or Sandusky today, or give us a call at 888 282-4943. AVS Tech Team, serving your technology needs since 2008.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcast Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And getting back to our local news, a milk tanker operated by a 39-year-old Cass City man overturned Sunday morning while traveling west on Robinson Road near Van Dyke Road, southeast of Cass City. The truck entered the north ditch and rolled over, leading to injuries for the driver. Emergency responders from the Santa Ana County Sheriff's Office, Cass City MMR, and Argyle Fire Department responded promptly, with the driver receiving treatment on site and before being transported to Hills and Dales Healthcare in Cass City. The incident remains under investigation, with the driver's name currently withheld. The authorities do not suspect alcohol or drugs to be factors in the crash. And because Tuscola County Central Dispatch is operating with a skeleton crew, Dispatch Director John Ramirez asked commissioners to temporarily increase their pay. Normally, that department has 10 employees, but there are only 5 dispatchers who are working, and they are putting in 54 hours of overtime per pay period. Dispatch will continue to operate short-staffed until the first of the year. The shortage was created by departures. Even though some new dispatchers have been hired, they have to do 18 weeks of training before they can do dispatching, Ramirez explained. To reward the dispatchers for their dedication and hard work, Ramirez requested that they receive a $2 pay increase until the end of the year, when the newly hired workers will be fully trained and ready to work. Commissioners realized dispatch is a 24/7 operation and approved the pay increase, which will be about $5,600 more. For the full news, weather, obituaries, and information, you can go to thumbnet.net anytime, 24/7. A net news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley.